From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders meeting Wednesday in Istanbul, Turkey, condemned President Donald Trump's December 6th declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and called on the global community to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. decision is a shock for all U.N. resolutions and dissolves Security Council resolutions which America has approved. Host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing the city as the occupied capital of the state of Palestine. In Jordan, people gathered at a church outside Amman for a candlelight vigil opposing the U.S. decision. An OIC communique regarded the U.S. move as a decision that forfeits the role of the U.S. as a broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the president's decision on how the U.S. views the city does not affect the city's ultimate final borders, which are dependent on negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians. Aid agencies and the UN are warning that hunger has surged in Democratic Republic of Congo, with 400,000 children at risk of starvation due to conflict, displacement, agrarian shortcomings, and funding shortages. The UN blamed the militant violence in central Kasai region for leading to an eightfold increase in hunger affecting more than 3 million people. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday hosted leaders of the 4,000 so-called G5 Sahel force formed to tackle the growing jihadist threat in Africa's Sahel region. He said the war against terror in the Sahel zone must be won. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita warned that time is running out. He said he expects a reflux of Islamic State fighters heading back to the region from countries such as Iraq and Syria, where they have been defeated. France has thousands of troops in the region after intervening in Mali in 2013 to beat back an insurgency in the country's north. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have pledged more than $150 million. U.S. Special Envoy to Syria Wednesday, Stefan de Mistura, urged Russia to convince ally Syria to clinch a peace deal to end the nearly seven-year conflict with rebels. De Mistura told Swiss television that failure to make peace quickly could lead to a fragmentation of Syrian society. Russia intervened on the side of Damascus more than 2 years ago. Monday, President Vladimir Putin proclaimed victory and announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces. The Russian leader has been pushing a Syrian Congress on national dialogue to reach a settlement between the government and rebels. The Red Cross, one of the few agencies with wide access Wednesday, said the Rohingya Muslims still in Myanmar's western Rakhine state are so traumatized by a security crackdown that life is virtually ground to a halt. Spokesman Dominic Stillhart said more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled the crackdown, which began in late August. He estimates only about 300,000 remain in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Ecuador's Vice President Jorge Glass was sentenced Wednesday to 6 years in prison for receiving illegal kickbacks from Brazilian construction firm Odebrecht in exchange for state contracts. He was accused of pocketing some $13.5 million. His lawyer denounced the decision as unjust and vowed to appeal. The 164-member World Trade Organization's biennial meeting in Buenos Aires, Argentina, ended Wednesday with no substantial agreements on promoting global trade. The WTO came under U.S. criticism for losing its focus on trade negotiations and instead becoming a litigation-centered organization. However, the European Union and South American trading bloc Mercosur said they're close to a free trade pact. President Donald Trump Wednesday said if Congress sends him a tax bill by Christmas, Americans will start seeing lower taxes and bigger paychecks beginning in February. The president spoke in the White House Wednesday as House and Senate negotiators appear close to agreement on a single tax reform bill. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.